got the touch.
Stan Bush here, and you're about to transform and roll out only on the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
If you've got an issue, here's a tissue.
Your Valentine doesn't have a wife or a girlfriend, but he clearly has issues.
That guy has definitely got some issues to work out.
DJ Valentine? Man, that guy has issues.
Clearly has a number of issues.
Clearly has issues.
Multiple issues.
DJ Valentine has issues.
DJ Valentine has issues.
Hey, kids. I'm certainly DJ Valentine, and I certainly have issues. This is what they call in the biz a pilot or a proof of concept or shot in the dark. A while back, my friend Mike Blanchard of the Geek Hacks Radio Network, Mikey B is what I call him. Never called him that. Mike had joked around with me and said it would be a great idea if the powers that be at Geekcast Radio would just give me a show where I just rant on stuff. As incredibly flattering of a joke that was, and as incredibly interested as I was to do that, I never thought it would happen. People promise me things all the time. I'm still owed a second date with Nikki Blake from the 12th grade, but I'm starting to think that might not happen. Restraining orders are a difficult thing to break. However, after several years and several empty threats of litigation that I've levied at the Geekcast Radio Network about giving me the show they were jokingly promising me, they have finally called my bluff, as it were, and said, in no uncertain terms,
"Show me what you got."
By that, they meant, show me what you got in a segment first. Then maybe, if you don't get us canceled, we'll possibly, perhaps, give you more time. So for those who don't know me, I am a geek, and as about as cool and on-brand a parlance and as knowledgeable an expectation that moniker implies, film and TV are the things mostly in my wheelhouse, but as someone who grew up as an only child during the 80s, the recent 20 years Hollywood has mined for IP content from my childhood kind of makes me a unintentional pseudo-expert of the current entertainment times. Some things make me happy, some things I have issues with. Those issues I'd like to expound upon further with this tentative platform I've been given and perhaps lend some illumination to some of them and, most importantly, work through whatever psychological damage these things have inflicted on me. Here's something I think spawned from emotional and psychological scarring, leading me to a mere question I posit. Do we need another Transformers movie?
Hang on, this is gonna be bad.
Now don't misunderstand me. I love Transformers. It was the apex of cartoon excellence for me when I was a kid. Optimus Prime, Megatron, Starscream, the animated film that I've seen so many times I can recite all the dialogue from memory more confidently than the Pledge of a Friggin' Allegiance. I lapped it up like a puppy come home from a summer walk, and yet I think it's a dead franchise, or a franchise that makes me wish I was dead. Look, it sounds like I'm being hyperbolic, but it's apropos since my issues with Transformers films are mainly due to the captain of hyperbolic, Michael Bay. Michael Aloysius Bay. No, I don't care if that's not his real middle name. Michael Bay killed it. I take it back. Bay didn't kill it. He turned it like Kirsten Dunst in Interview with a Vampire. A child vampire stunted from ever evolving, growing, broken and ruined, foiled from ever enjoying her full potential of being.
One of you did it! Which one of you made me the way I am?
Interview with a Vampire. Good movie. No. Maybe that's not exactly an apt description. The decades. Decades. Of poor, nonsensical, gross, racially insensitive, overtly misogynistic, wildly inconsistent explosion porn that is the Transformers films is akin to the guy in the small group traveling the countryside during a zombie apocalypse who got bit but hides his infection from the group and then finally turns and bites the plucky kid who gave the group a sense of camaraderie and hope for the future. Leaving the group suddenly horrified and saddened that that plucky kid is now just a ticking time bomb to becoming a flesh-eating monstrosity. Leading to their own introspection and self-realization that there is no future, no hope, no way out. Just a deep, never-ending, lifeless, vacant abyss of sorrow and nothingness.
Oh, no. No.
A little morbid, huh? That's how I felt watching the first Transformers film.
No, 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 no.
And Revenge of the Fallen.
No, 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 no!
And Dark of the Moon.
No, 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 no!
And Age of Extinction.
No, 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 no!
And The Last Knight.
No!
Transformers is a franchise in which the sickness of Bayhem only got exponentially worse, and then that sickness spread to the plucky kid. That plucky kid being Bumblebee, a film which had its problems, but still showed what a good, decent, inoffensive Transformers film could be. But that sickness, that bite had already taken hold, and the public was already horrified and saddened, and the film bombed. Now we have a new Transformers film coming out, Rise of the Beasts. Likely going to pick the bones of the Transformers Beast Wars series like a vulture with a tapeworm. Do you think they're going to follow the example of the underperforming Bumblebee? Or go back to gynecological upskirt slow-mo scenes of hot women draped in Budweiser lace underwear shot during golden hour?
My hero needs to wake up.
Or unfunny rapping bucktooth robots who don't read so good.
We don't really do much read.
Or robotic testicle flashing and urination fetish jokes.
Bumblebee, stop lubricating the man.
Get that thing to stop, huh?
Or odd scenes of a neutered Optimus Prime being lectured to by unaffected government characters with inconsistent eyelines played by out-of-place Oscar-winning actors and historical figures who might as well have a sign on their face that says, yachts don't pay for themselves.
Allow me to please introduce to you two of NASA's founding mission directors and astronaut Dr. Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two men to step foot on the moon. Sir? Optimus Prime.
And from a fellow space traveler, it's a true honor.
Or a story where the Transformers are background players in their own fucking movie, let along by the hand by whichever CW/Big Brother contestant/K-pop star that's hot enough to drum up enough interest in the Asian market.
Alien bomb coming through! Coming through, ladies! Excuse me! Oh my god! How do you say get the fuck out of the way in Chinese?
Because the previous films that utilize those ingredients made more money than a film that seemed to actually give a shit about the lore and the IP they were adapting. And I can hear you in the back. Yeah, 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 you. Optimistic, casual film person.
But DJ, Rise of the Beast is directed by Creed 2 director Steve Caple Jr. It's gonna have his vision on it, not Michael Bay.
Shut up. If you think Paramount, the same company that just finished taking a 9-episode season-long dump on the Halo franchise for no other reason than to piss people off, are handing over creative freedom to a guy who sleptwalked his way through a Rocky spinoff sequel, you might be the one who's infected. So my original question stands, do we need another Transformers movie? If you cared about Transformers, like grew up on it, learned life lessons from it, became a bastion for what it stood for, despite it being a glorified toy commercial for young boys, I ask you, do you want the same studio and producers, which Michael Bay is still a part of, by the way, taking another vicious porn hack at your franchise? Or should we just, as James T. Kirk once said,
let them die?
I know where I stand. Where do you?
Optimus, you want to see something funny?
No.
You had mentioned Bayhem in your thing. So The All Things Transformers Summer of Bayhem, a 6-part series.
Oh god.
so yeah.
I got PTSD from Bayhem. Remember I used to work for an editing house where we would edit or make shorter versions of actual movies, which means you had to watch a movie for like 30 straight times just to get know everything by heart and pull out things that are unnecessary to get it to like a 2-hour movie to like 60 minutes. So I had to watch all those Transformers movies like 30 times each. And that was work. That was work. Work. It was bad.
So we have The Hate Plague, which was obviously the Return of Hate Plague.
I remember the Hate Plague.
The Return of Optimus Prime, yes, which is so red, funny
the red,
because...
The red disease, yeah.
I just did this the other day. I had to watch Return of Optimus Prime for something. Oh, it was to get that picture. But, I mean, we're not going to be here all night. But, like, because seeing as how I don't know anything else... Well, I mean, I have other things I need to do. But, oh, there it is.
I'm a podcaster. Don't you want to be a podcaster too?
I wrote that on Twitter the other day, and I got several.
I think this episode is famous, and again, I'm not as versed as with Transformers television as you guys are, but I remember this because it was the only other time I ever heard you got the touch, not in a movie.
Stop! Please stop! Never, Quintesson. This world is ours. Optimus Prime shall die again.
Because I think they play You Got the Touch when he opens the Matrix. And I was like, oh, shit, they're playing a fucking movie song? Holy shit. What's going on here?
Yeah, it is the only other time.
You got the touch.
What is this?
You got the power.
No light or darkest power.
Gregory?
Jessica?
You got the power!
Does this mean the fighting will continue?
Had to say. There will be no war today, Optimus Prime. You have earned Galvatron's respect.
The wisdom of the ages. It's lost.
No, not lost. We're all a little wiser now.
But the Matrix is empty.
It's up to all of us to fill it again. With the wisdom we accumulate from this moment on. Autobots, transform and roll out!
All right, I gotta go or else you're gonna make me spontaneously combust. Seriously, I haven't had this much fun in a long... Oh, God. Holy crap, my face hurts.
I don't have a face.
No, I'm sorry.
My bones, my face bones hurt. My bone face hurts. Oh, God.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk.
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing. Car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
So DJ did not make me spontaneously combust, but I, TFG and Mike, am leaving. And I am leaving you on this note, because the next time you hear my voice, I will be in my new permanent home base of Anderson, Indiana. Yay! And yeah, I gotta go catch a plane, folks. I just hope it's not Starscream.
Starscream, I've been trying to reach you all day.
Sorry, boss. My phone was probably in airplane mode.
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.